Good girl, father. what we got? We got a caller. Okay, his name is Joseph. Okay, and I'm going.
Gibson, give his real name.
Yeah, Joseph Gibson. I'm going I'm going to take his call right now. Hello, Joseph Gibson. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is the real Joseph Gibson, and I apologize if people called in to your radio program pretending to be me. But I'm sure you recognize my voice from my show.
Yeah, I do. I recognize your voice. You've got a very distinctive voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I love your radio program. But I don't want to distract your listeners and your supporters from the radio program. What's the topic tonight? Because I'd love to talk about it. What's on your mind? And then you and I can converse together maybe, if you don't mind.
I don't really have a topic per se like you do, okay, what you do on your show. I have devotionals that I read, and I have a Bible reading, and I do a prophetic statement towards the end, okay, a prophetic message for everybody. But tonight's devotional, okay, is entitled Hope and Relationship. So if you sit back and listen, and then we can discuss it after I'm done, and you can tell me what you think of it.
I will do that for you. I brought some supporters in the chat room from my social media platform. I will do whatever you ask. It's your platform, but I love you as a brother, and I'll do whatever you ask. It's your show, brother.
Well, no problem. I love you too as a brother. We like I said.
Can I ask you a question, Joseph?
Yeah, sure,
Joseph. The two guys that you were talking about on your show yesterday, the ones that you called the police station, how old were those guys again?
Mr. Richard Adams is 20 years old, and he caught a 17-year-old molesting a 5-year-old. The 17-year-old, his name was not given, actually, in the report. But, yeah, I did call them live on my radio program, East Lake, Ohio Police Department, and Fox 45 News in Ohio. That I called them live. You can go back in the archive and listen to it.
Yeah, I did call them live. Did you ever find out any more about that?
No, we can't go to that kind of discussion.
Okay, I know. For a future program and maybe tomorrow?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been investigating it on social media. I contacted Richard Adams, hit the GoFundMe page he has set up that's raised over $30,000, actually. And I tried contacting him to try to get him on my show live, to be honest with you. And that's what I do on my radio program. I call people live. You know that. You listen to my radio program. The Federal Reserve already told me they're going to deal with me. That's what they said. Yeah. I have over 8,000 hits on that show. I welcome it, you know. And not to take away from your radio platform or to promote me, I'm just trying to say, look, I worked for the government years ago. There's a book written about it, Behind the Walls by Joe Hodnett. You can go to Amazon.com. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm for real. I'm for real. And I apologize that people tried to call into your radio program and pretend to be me. But, you know, sometimes we got to take the hits. This is live radio like you're doing. And sometimes we got to take the hits, you know, and fight it off. And God be with us. You know, like Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, you know?
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, sit back and relax and listen to the program, because I'm getting into the devotional right now, okay? And
I'm going to
do an altar call, and then, you know, we can discuss the devotional. You can tell me what you think.
All right, I'll do that for you, sir. I'll do that because I know you listen to my radio program. And you know what? Real quick, before you get to your devotional, you know, we need to unite as Blog Talk Radio show hosts. We really do. Imagine the power we can have. You know,
I've been Tony Gaga that. Okay, I've been saying that from the get go. Okay, we need to. There's over 10,000, you know, shows, and if we can get at least 5 or 6 to 10 of us to stick together, it would be a better place to live in.
That's, yeah, amen to that. I'm going to listen to your radio program. Go ahead, do what you got to do, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. We have a great high priest who constantly intercedes on our behalf. You see, the Son of God and man loves you more deeply than you can fathom. He prays for you that you might walk in the abundant life that his death awards you. And in John 17, we get a glimpse into the fullness of his desire for all those who would believe in him. As we dive deeply into the riches of Jesus' high priestly prayer this week, may your heart be awakened and your life be transformed by the riches of God's love. You see, in John 17:3, Jesus states one of the most important and direct truths in all of his high priestly prayer. Jesus says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Eternal life is knowing God intimately, not just knowing about God, knowing of God, or knowing others who know God, but truly knowing him yourself. So to be clear, consistently meeting with God directly is not a prerequisite for salvation. I can only confidently say, okay, that I have saved as a young child, but it took years for me to discover the wealth of relationship available to me through Jesus. I went to church, heard about God, served him, and tried to live according to biblical principles. Okay, but I didn't really know God. I was spending so many hours devoted to. I hadn't really received his love for me. I hadn't experienced the peace and joy of his presence. I hadn't felt him speak to me or guide me directly. I wasn't experiencing the abundant life that only comes from a personal, intimate relationship with my Father. See, the truth is that God longs to be known by you. Jesus didn't die for the sole purpose of getting you to heaven. He sacrificed his life that you might truly live while here on earth. You are created to intimately know God who formed you, saved you, and sustains you. And you will never find lasting peace until your life becomes wrapped up in the reality of the nearness and love. See, the hope for all humanity rests in a relationship with the Holy Trinity. With the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Nothing in your life will be sent right or brought into line with the power of Christ's death until you know the living God. You will not experience transformation and freedom from the depravity that surrounds you until you've counted everything as a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, your Lord. That's Philippians chapter 3 through 8. So how deeply do you know your Heavenly Father? How real is he in your life? What are you still using to fill the void that can only be satisfied to intimate relationship with Jesus? Come before your Father and surrender your past, present, and future. Okay, ask him to guide you into a deeper revelation of his reality, nearness, and love. You see, Jeremiah 9:23-24 says, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight and declares the Lord, as you enter guided prayer, spend time getting to know in greater depths the steadfast love, justice, and righteousness of your God. So firstly, meditate on the importance of knowing your Heavenly Father intimately. And this is eternal life, that they know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Okay? So let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Okay? I'm not going to read that again. I've already read that. It's okay. Okay, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me, Proverbs, verse 8:17. So secondly, ask God to make the reality of his presence and nearness known to you in these moments. In Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So thirdly, spend time getting to know the person of Jesus. While you may not be able to see him with your physical eyes, he will open the eyes of your heart to see him and know him. If you give him the chance, he will make the nearness known to you. So having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope in which he's called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. So as believers, we must learn to live by faith. It's through faith in the truth of God's word that he is real and that he loves us, that we begin to experience the Christianity Jesus died to give us. Religion apart from relationship leads to spiritual mediocrity. Okay? Christ came to set us free from the bonds of the law. He came to usher in a new covenant, a grace of intimacy with God rather than a religion of merely rules and regulations. So may you grow daily in your pursuit of knowing the reality and love of your Heavenly Father and Jesus whom he has sent. I highly suggest that you would read Ephesians chapter 1. It will bring this devotional into more light for you. So now let's get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Okay? If you do not, I mean, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, okay, are you walking and through life aimlessly, not knowing where to go, which way is up or down, okay, your days are confused, scratching your head, wondering what's going on, okay, maybe you're not successful in life, okay, maybe you're lost and you need to be found, okay, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe something worse, such as an addiction as to alcohol, drugs, gambling, overeating, okay, sexual immorality. Whatever it may be, you see, Jesus can take that away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. He's got to long to be with you, and you long to be with him. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, please say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. You see, by faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God and want to say to me, the Lord bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. Okay, amen. But let me just let you know something. Okay, by saying that prayer, okay, that's good that you accepted him tonight, but you got to follow up on it. Now, you need to find yourself a church, or you can use this platform as your church, because you want to be in unity with others, okay? All right? You want to have worship with others, okay? You need to read your Bible. You need to pray for yourself as well as others, okay? And you need to get baptized, okay? Okay? Both by water and by fire, the Holy Ghost, okay? Okay, when you do all these things, you're on that narrow road to the kingdom of heaven, and then you stay on that narrow road, okay? And you'll find yourself in the kingdom of heaven, okay, when the time comes. But so remember what I said. You've got to do all these things, okay? Not just say this prayer and forget about it and don't do nothing else. Okay? You got to do all these things. Amen? Well, normally I would tell you to call in, okay, and, you know, but since we're not really a call-taking show, okay, you know you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord knows you accepted him, and that's all that matters, okay? Okay, that you took the step to become a family member in God, okay, and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Okay, so Joseph, what did you think of that?
That was actually awesome. And being baptized is being submerged, you know?
Yes.
And not sprinkled like the Catholic Church does. They sprinkle it on you, you know, and then you're baptized. But what did I think about that? That was awesome. An awesome sermon by you. And if someone did accept the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he died on the cross for us, and we believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, then amen. Amen, brother. You did the right
amen,
thing.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, last year, okay, I did a counting of how many people that we managed to save during our broadcast. Okay? And believe it or not, okay, last year when we were a different name, we managed to save over 25,000, okay, within a year. Okay, and I think that's pretty good for a radio show.
Amen. You're absolutely correct. And you know, When like in Galatians 3:26 and 27, for ye all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as you have seen baptized and have put on Christ, you know.
Right.
And in Matthew, and then you rightly divide the word as a workman approved unto God, that Second Timothy said. Go yea therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And that was Matthew 28:19-20.
Yes, and then you go into Mark 16:15. Okay. Go. When he tells his disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creatures of the world. Okay. So you know, and believe it or not, you know, we're Bible believers, and we accepted Jesus Christ as to be of our Lord and Savior. Then technically, we're all disciples. Okay. And any one of us, okay, you don't have to be a preacher, you don't have to be a layman, you don't have to be a deacon, you don't have to be a, you know, whatever, you know, anybody can go out and preach the word of the gospel,
sir, let me interject real quick. I just want to tell you something before I move down here in Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, my car broke down in Stamford, Connecticut. I was going to school. I'm a theology student still, actually, pursuing a bachelor's in theology, and from Frontline Bible Institute in Stamford, Connecticut. And my car broke down on the way home to Wallingford, Connecticut. And while I sat there waiting for my brother to pick me up, it was about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and there were Thanksgiving tracks in my car that I had. And you know what I did? I sat there and I said, "Happy Thanksgiving to you." And just what you said earlier, you know, on the back of the track, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and that He died for your sins, and you believe that honestly in your heart, you believe that, you know, you're saved. That's it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes, brother.
That's all it takes is that simple belief and the faith and trust, okay, in the Lord, okay? Okay? I've gotten older, I've gotten illnesses, but I believe the Lord is going to take them away, okay, when he wants to. When he's ready to take them away, he's going to take them away, okay? He's going to take my diabetes away, my neuropathy away. He's going to take my COPD away. He's going to take it all, okay? Okay, when he's ready to, okay? I don't know when that will be, but I believe he will.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and for your problems, and prayer is very important. You know, God is not dead. I mean, and just real quick, there was like this movie that just got put out about abortion called Unplanned, and your listeners should pay attention to that movie. You know, abortion is murder. You know, but what I'm trying to say is that God is not dead. We're still here. We can have an awakening. It's up to us. But I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus is saying, he's looking to his Father and he's saying, is the time yet now? And the Father's saying, not yet. You know, and there's going to be a time when we're all going to be raptured out of here. You know, I don't know what your stance is on that, but you know, there's going to be the falling away is happening right before our very eyes. We see what's happening in America. America is being destroyed from within. And once America is destroyed, Israel has no allies then. And the Red Army from the north, as foretold in the Bible, I don't have the verse here in front of me, actually, Moscow will invade from the north and conquer Israel, and the Man of Peace will show up, and the Roman Empire will come up again with the false prophet. And before that time, I don't know what dispensation you believe in, but that doesn't matter. But we're all going to be raptured out of here. And look, the Man of Peace is going to solve all our problems. And we're going to have a one-world government, and everyone's going to be happy. And then he's going to break that peace treaty with Israel. And then once he breaks that peace treaty, you know what? All hell is going to break out on Earth.
Like I said, I believe we're living in end times as we speak, okay? I mean, there's too many signs, that are going this way. If you look at what Trump is trying to do, okay, with the idea of building a wall, because in Ezekiel it says a man will build a wall, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Okay? And Trump is trying to be that man to build that wall. Okay.
Well, Trump is not, you know, look, we get into the New World Order and why they allowed Trump into office. It was to create a lot of disorder so they can create their one New World Order, you know.
Okay.
And I think that's why Trump was allowed. And we had a president called John F. Kennedy, and we know what happened to him. You know, they blew his head off. The driver turned around and blew his head off. You know, but not to get off topic here. You know, what you're saying is so true, and so believable. And if there are people out there listening tonight, look, this is what I always say to the host of the program here tonight, and I say this. You know, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He's your Lord and Savior, and that He died for your sins. And you know what? If you believe that in your heart and you don't see a change in your life, if you do not see a change, then guess what? I'm a liar. You know?
Oh, yeah,
and
Jesus
was the greatest lie ever told.
And people around you are going to see a change in you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, because you can't be the old person when you put on the new clothes. Okay.
Well, that's what did I just say? What did I just say to you, sir? If you believe in your heart, that Jesus died for you and you believe, because Jesus, look, man, we could rightly divide the word all night long here tonight, and we could disprove any Muslim out there, you know, because Muslims say, well, I believe in the Old Testament. Well, look at Deuteronomy 18:18. It says, I will rise him up a prophet amongst his brethren. That, you know, he didn't talk about no Arab. He talked that was a Jew talking about a Jew being raised up, and they were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then every Muslim walks away scratching their head, you know, and we can get into Buddha. We can get into all the other religions, the Hinduism. We can get into a theology course
Theism.
Here tonight. But you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, but today in the country that we live in, we're seeing America be destroyed right before our very eyes. We see it. And once America is destroyed, Israel has no friend in the world, because we all know America is a superpower in the world that supports Israel. And and real quick, for your listeners out there, you know, you go back to the 1967 war, when all the Muslim countries tried to attack the state of Israel, you know, and they would say dust storms would rise up out of nowhere and destroy the foreign Muslim tanks. And you know, you go back to that war, you can see God's intervention. God's not going to allow this. He's not going to allow the destruction of Israel. He's not.
Plus, there was I think it was a Syrian. Okay, there was a Syrians were attacking a group. Okay, of people of only maybe 8 or 9 or 10. There was a big amount of troops of Syria. Okay. But when they got up there to those people, okay, it was stuck in the mountain, okay.
The Golan Heights. They were stuck in the Golan Heights, which Donald Trump recognized this week, if you watch the corporate media. And that's why everyone hates Donald Trump. If you go on social media and you type in you support Donald Trump, you'll be attacked like never before. You know, I mean, I have over 5,000 people on social media right now, and they attack me day in and day out. But you know what? That's fine. Go right. I know where I'm going when my time is up. I'm going to meet my Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you rightly divide the King James Bible, the King James Version, which is the 7th translation of the Bible, which rightly divides the Word of God, and we can go through the whole translation charts, Tyndale, Aramaic, Hebrew. We can go through all the 7 translations. The 7th translation is the King James Bible, the King James, not the new NIV, not the Living Translation, not all the other crap that they preach out there in the churches today. And believe me, I've been in debates with pastors many times. The King James Version Bible is the 7th translation as foretold in the Book of Psalms, okay? And we can go back to the Textus Receptus manuscripts, and we can really get into theology if anyone wants to debate me and the host here tonight, and we could disprove you. But the fact of the matter is Jesus Christ fulfilled over 400 prophecies throughout his life. And it's documented.
Yes. Okay. And there's so many more to go. Okay. And as we go along in our life, we're going to see more and more prophecies being fulfilled. Okay.
That's right. That's right. But Paul warns us. We know the season, and I believe, like you said earlier, you know, we are in the end times right now. We are in the end times. But none of us know the hour or certain time that's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We can see it. Your driver's license are microchipped. They're going to have a one world currency. Everyone talks about democracy. They talk about the globalization of the world. I mean, for God's sake, if you can't see what's happening, shame on you. Shame on you.
I mean,
it's disgusting.
And what I was trying to tell you about that story and the Golan Heights, okay, when when the army was attacking, they backed off because they saw thousands and thousands and thousands of angels behind these men. Okay, and they feared, okay, to even bother to bother attacking him. Okay.
You see, people on social media, you see those videos on YouTube are still there. Go back and look on YouTube, for goodness sake. And 'cause, you know, they call this the information age, but we're so blinded by our own flesh, and 'cause we think that we're going to outsmart the world, you know, like this Senator Ocasio-Cortez and all these socialists. You know, man's going to change the climate of the world. Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. Man doesn't control the weather. He's not going to control anything. He could try, but in the end, God has the final say. You know what I mean? Shows like yours, brother, and shows like yours and mine, we need to wake people up and unite. Unite together because exalteth a nation that is righteous. You know, and God will bless us. God will bless us for us waking people up out there.
Are you going to have a show tomorrow
night? Yeah, I'm doing a show tomorrow. Yeah, I'm doing a show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I try to expose the New World Order. I really do. And I know you've called into my show, and that's why I promised you that I would support your show and bring my listeners and supporters from social media onto your radio platform, because I believe that you and I have something in common, you know?
I'm doing the same tomorrow for you. I plan on calling in tomorrow and talking with you, okay? It's just, I listen to some of the people that you have on your program, like Mandela Khan
Well, that's the world attacking me, brother. That's the world attacking me like they do Donald Trump. You know what? If the world is so right and we are so wrong, like you and I, then you know what? I say we're doing something right.
That's right.
Agreed?
That's right. Okay. Listen, my brother, I hate to cut you off, but let the Bible reading take place. Okay, we're in Exodus, and we're talking about Noah, okay, and all that good stuff. So let us continue with our Bible reading, and then if we got more time, we'll do some more talking. Okay.
I'll be listening. I'll stay quiet. I'll mute myself. I'll stay quiet. Go carry on with your show, my brother. I love you. I love your show. I support you.
Okay. We'll do there, Joseph. Okay. Sit back and listen. Okay, and then we can discuss the Bible reading afterwards. Okay. Yeah. Here we go with Tony. He's going to do the reading for tonight. Here we go. Tony, you get to take over.
Yeah, have fun. Evening, everybody. Last night when we left off, you know, Moses was still trying to get out of Egypt. Pharaoh was still giving him all sorts of problems, but Moses was not a man to give up. So let's go from there. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt?
Is this not the word that we were told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than what we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of that sea, and I indeed will harden the hearts of Pharaoh, and they shall follow them, for I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that one did not come near the other all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued. They went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud. And he troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took off their chariot wheels, so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord. One second. Sorry about that. Little technical difficulty. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces, and the greatness of your excellence. You have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them.
You and your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia, and the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them, and the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them, but the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over. Whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Exodus 14:5-18. Now, just a word of worship before I leave you tonight. And I just want to say, from the Bible, for those of you who want to know where I'm reading from, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired than they are gold. Yes, much finer than gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Psalms 19:7-10. Tonight I want to leave you, end it all, with this word of wisdom from Proverbs 6:27-29. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot cold and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Proverbs 6:27-29. I want to thank you all for letting me share these words from the Bible with you. I try to share them with you every night in case you don't get a chance to read the Bible. This way we know that here at God Vanderbilt Ministries, we're doing our job, and his word is being sent out to all who care to listen. I'm going to give you back to Ken now. God bless you, and have a good night.
Amen. And you know what?
Pastor.
Guess what? You guys, you're not going to guess what I'm going to say, right? Okay? You read that with such passion.
Thank you.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
The chat room hates that.
Yeah, I know the chat room hates that. Okay. Well, don't get over it. It's okay. Okay? But, yes, you read that with lots of passion. And you had me on on the edge of the seat listening to every word. The way you read that. That was just beautiful. Amen. All right. All righty. Well, I'm going to bring back on my guest, Joseph Gibson, and we can discuss the Bible, the Bible reading. What did you think of the Bible reading that Tony F. gave?
Well, it's always a pleasure to hear someone read the Word of God, you know, the true Word of God. And hats off to him, the brother there in Christ. That's awesome for what he had to say because, you know, one day they're going to shut us down. One day we're not going to be able to do what we're doing right now, and, you know, because we know the devil and Satan is out there. You know, prowling around, and they're going to shut us down, you know. But right now we got a voice. You know, you got a voice here on Blog Talk Radio, you know. And it's so very important to awaken the people and make them understand what's going on. There's people in the chat room that are asking me what's the topic of my show. It's not about my show, you know. It's about this show right now that you know where we're trying to address the Word of God and understand the Word of God. So I want to say that was awesome what the gentleman brought forward. He presented it eloquently and basically read the true Word of God.
Thank
so I thank him for that.
Amen. 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 I'm so glad that I have Tony F. here as my co-host, okay, so that he can, you know, he opens up with the daily prayer, Okay, he reads the Bible Bible thing, and in the near future, we want to bring in end time news. Okay, stuff that we see around us. Okay, that is going on. Okay, in Jerusalem. Okay, other things too. Maybe, you know, like the shooting that happened in New Zealand. Just other godly news from around the world. We want to bring that into incorporated into this program. We're trying to figure out how we're going to do that. Whether we're going to do it at the beginning or do it towards the end, we just don't know yet.
You're absolutely correct. Not to interject here, you're absolutely correct to get a worldwide audience. And that's why it's so important for you and I and other blog talk radio shows, even the entertainment shows out there, you know, and if I may, just real quick, the entertainment shows out there that talk, you know, that don't bring the truth, actually support, have a support, you know, when you bring God's word and you speak the truth, you know, you bring people together, and it, like I just told you earlier, exalteth the nation that is righteous. And we see the problems that we have today in America today, you know, in our country that we live in, you know, and that's what my show is basically about. I'll call these people live on my radio program. Hopefully your platform will do that too. You know, call Kamala Harris, call these presidential candidates live, Bernie Sanders, and all these people out there that are, you know, talking about socialism and don't understand socialism. And, you know, we need to restore our republic. And, I said,
under God. Okay, and, you know, California, is trying to rid the Bible, okay, from the state of California.
Yes, I do know about that. Actually, Dr. Peter Ventura, to make an announcement on your radio platform, I have a pastor, Bible Believers Baptist Church, from Imperial Beach, San Diego, California. Dr. Peter Ventura will be on my program probably Thursday or Friday night. I don't know the exact time, but you and I can get in contact with each other. And you know me, I'm not afraid. I'll stand up to anybody. And that's why I called into your radio program. And I think that's why you and I connected in a way, because we're brothers in Christ. And you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ knew, you know, when he was preaching, he stood up for the truth. And he understood that, you know, he said, I didn't come to what? What did the Lord Jesus Christ say? You know,
I didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
Yeah, amen. That's right. You know, and all these churches today, and in the end times, we know where is Jesus in the end times. He's knocking on the door of the church, and the church won't let him in. You know.
Yeah.
And we see that happening in America today. You just mentioned that California wants to get rid of the Bible, you know. And you know, I say God bless the California for the law they just passed. Actually, a judge in California just, if you're paying attention to corporate media, about the Second Amendment, affirmed the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, you know, with high capacity magazines, but. A few people asked me about the topic of my radio program tomorrow night. And, all I want to say is this, is that it's not about the topic of my radio program. There is no topic. The topic is about the Lord Jesus Christ and exposing the New World Order and inviting blog talk radio show hosts like this gentleman on who called into my radio program. And that's why I was able to connect with him on Blog Talk Radio. So we can have an awakening. You know, it's up to us. It really is up to us. If we can have an awakening together and stand together, God gives us free will. We all have free will as men and women on this planet. And God gives us the free will to choose. you know, what way we go and what, how we choose our lives. But in the end, look, the judgment seat of Christ, you know, we're all going to answer. I don't know if any of you out there are listening right now. I saw death twice. I worked for the government undercover. And like we talked about in the beginning of the platform here tonight when I called in, you know, I saw death. I had my neck slashed open in 1999. It's in the book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. And I'm not trying to sell my book on this radio show. I'll give anyone a free copy, okay?
I'd definitely like to have a free copy of that. I really would. Okay?
All you have to do, brother, is call me or email me. I'm not afraid of social media warriors out there who want to hack in. My phone number is 336-419-7236. That's my cell phone number in Greensboro, North Carolina. And you look it up, you'll know I'm telling the truth. Or you can email me, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. The second time I was almost murdered by the government in 2000, March 31st, actually. That's why tomorrow night's going to be a special show for me, because at 6:55 p.m., if I could take up a little more of your time, 6:55 p.m., March 31st, 2005, three men, after I stepped out of my car, one guy put a gun to my head. And he pulled the trigger, and the gun jammed. It's in the book. Back at the articles, the federal court transcripts that I had to pay $1,600 for to put into my book, you know, so people knew the truth. The guy put a gun to my head, and then the gun jammed, and then the guy in front of me pulled out a knife, stabbed me in the chest, went into my chest, out the other side of my body, and I laid there on State Street, Meriden, Connecticut. And the ambulance, when I was loaded into the ambulance in Meriden, Connecticut, the ambulance driver said, "You're not going to make it. They're taking your blood pressure, whatnot." And, you know, they said, "Who can we call? What can we do to, you know, who do you want? What are the last words you want to say?" And I saw death. I saw it. So you will meet your maker. And, you will meet God. I saw it with my own eyes. I felt it. I saw myself lying there in the ambulance. I didn't really die, but there was no pulse when I was going to Yale New Haven Hospital. But I'm going to tell you right now, as a testimony on this radio program, and I have documentation of it, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. You can look it up on Amazon. Okay? It actually happened. I died. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus Christ, what this radio program is doing right now, this radio program, and allowing me to speak here tonight, God bless this gentleman. You know, you're going to go someplace when you die. Let's put it that way. All right.
Yeah,
so you need to find God. You need to find your Creator.
And you got a choice. You got a choice now. Okay. Okay. Because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Okay.
That's right.
That's why I try to tell people, if you don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. If we got still listeners out there listening on the link, and you are not saved, just say that prayer. Or just say, "I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior," okay? And I do it tonight freely of free will, okay? And I guarantee you, that's all you need to say, okay?
But what if Paul say, brother, "I bring you the word free of charge," you know?
That's right.
It don't cost you nothing, you know? You got to do is believe in your heart. And like I always tell you, brother, and like I always say, if Jesus Christ is a lie, if it's a lie and it's a farce, then it's the greatest lie ever told on earth, you know, that didn't come true.
Yeah. I mean, and if you think about it, okay, if Christ did not resurrect, okay, on the third day, okay, when he was put in that tomb, if he did not, then everything that we're doing is for nothing.
Okay. Well, you're absolutely correct. And you go to the, and you know what? When you, like I say, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, what do you have to lose? Okay? Because if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have everything to gain. But if you don't, guess what? You have everything to lose. You know?
That's
because
right.
Like I always say, if Jesus was a lie, then it's the greatest lie ever told on earth. And guess what? When you die, you go in the ground and you turn into a bunch of maggots and worms and nothing happens. But you know what? Matt, just think, folks out there, like the gentleman said on this radio program, who said what you have to, all you have to do is to believe in the Lord. I hope he'll repeat it. Actually, you know what you, all it takes to believe. Imagine.
Yes.
Just imagine what you, all you have to gain. You know, if you don't believe me and my death experience, that's fine. If you don't believe this gentleman on this radio program tonight, and you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's fine. But imagine if you're wrong. Do you really want to spend all of eternity in hell? You know? Or do you want to be glorified and have a 33-year-old body, like the Bible says, and be glorified and live in a kingdom above what we know here on earth in the flesh? You know?
Okay.
That is so important.
Okay, well, listen, we're getting close to the end of our show, and so I want to be able to get in the third message, the prophetic message. So sit back and listen, Joe, okay, and to the prophetic message. And so let me bring that up, okay, and we're going to get into that right now. This prophetic message goes out to those who need it. And only you know who you are, okay? The Father says that they close the books on the past and walk into the brighter day. Forgive, release, bless. Move on. Forget the past. No more need to be right or to prove your point. Quiet the internal dialogue that arises from the backward look and wistful glance to what could have been or should have been. Okay, listen to my voice calling to you, resonating in the depths of your being, saying, come away, my beloved. Come away to new things and new life and new promise, for that is your portion in me. So just stand up and walk away from the prison house of men's making, says the Father. There is no need to come to any conclusion about what has been. You need only make a choice to refrain from definitions, labels, descriptions, and interpretations and judgments that only bring turbulence and despair. So step into the silence where the atmosphere of heaven usurps by my power every negative influence. People's situations, circumstances that seem so powerful to control your outcome fall to dust and ashes at one word from my mouth. Can you hear the clarion declaration of your liberty going forth from my throne? It is a sound of love. It is a sound of hope. And extended to you this day, launching you into tomorrow, crafted by my hand. Amen. Like I said, you know who you are, and I hope this message, if it fits in your needs or your wants, okay, I hope that you are blessed by it. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to get Tony F. to come over here and give us a closing prayer, Joseph. And then I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out, and I'll call your show tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I posted the link to the book on the radio program. I know you got to wrap it up. I know I'm a fellow Blog Talk show, but I appreciate your show, man. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're welcome to call into my radio program and your supporters. I love you, brother, and God bless you.
Love you too, brother.
As you leave us tonight, go in peace, knowing that you are loved, that with him you will always be cared for. In his eyes, you will always be blessed. In his rainbow light, you shall be saved. Tonight, sleep in peace and comfort, for he is looking out for you. Till you and I meet again, this is Tony F., and remember, listen, learn, and share the words of the Lord, for knowledge is strength.
Amen. Amen. It's so true. Okay. Well, here's our song that's going to take us out. So God bless everybody. I hope you enjoyed the program tonight. And I thank my special guest, Joseph Gibson. I'm glad he was able to come on and talk with us. It's been a great hour and a half. So here we go with this song called Echo. Amen. Well, God bless everybody, all my listeners, okay, all my callers, everybody on the link, okay, everybody in the chat room, okay, I want to say God bless you all. May God keep you and protect you, okay, until we meet again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. And you're all invited to attend, okay? It's free, of course, okay? So why not attend church tomorrow? Hear a great sermon. Well, I'm going to say good night. God bless.
Bless you all.
Blog Talk Radio.